spanning the globe, we've got some track and field, sort of. It's cross-country season.
Sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, there you go. Go down there, come back as fast as you can. Jump
well,
over
actually,
here, go to that
I was going to say, cross-country is a little different.
Yeah.
Was it Abe Lemons said the best quote, how hard is it to be a track coach?
Mm-hmm.
Turn left every time you get a chance, be the first one back.
That's it. all you got to do. So now, here we are in October, and of course, Master Gardener.
Yes.
Kat McMullen.
I do have some tips for you.
Oh, do you? It's time for Garden Tips with Kat.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened to cooking with Kat?
Oh, well, that's just whatever random stuff comes out of my head.
Oh, by the way, that's quite good cake. Really
oh,
is.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that makes me feel, I've never actually eaten Italian cream cake, so yeah. I don't know how it's supposed to be.
Well,
so if it's not quite the same as it normally is, then.
Well, Scott and I were discussing it. It's somewhere between Italian cream cake and German chocolate cake.
Yeah,
it's fabulous.
Yes, very, very tasty.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
So there you go. So thank you for doing that.
Go ahead, Kat.
But yeah, the weather's getting nice and cool, and it's time for you to get out there and start working outdoors. It'll make you feel good, or at least it should.
Yeah.
If you want to plant with seeds, now's the time to plant beets, Chinese cabbage, carrot, kohlrabi, leaf lettuce.
What's that like? Kohlrabi?
Kohlrabi.
Oh, okay.
It's in the same family as the other...
Okay.
What is that?
It's Green Acres.
No, it's Dennis the Menace. But
oh, it is Dennis the Menace. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, well.
What is kohlrabi? I don't even know what that is.
It's a cruciferous vegetable.
Oh,
now quit it. Now stop it.
It's related to, like, Brussels sprouts and cabbages and all that good stuff.
I don't think I've ever seen that in a grocery store.
It looks pretty different if you Wikipedia it. I'm sure.
Well, excuse me, but, I mean, you can't buy it in the store, can you? Have you
bought it? I'm sure they sell it somewhere.
Okay, all right.
I just don't think it's very common in Texas. Anyway, and you can plant lettuce, mustard, spinach, turnip, and radish. And then if you're going to use plants instead of just seeds, you can plant broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower. But remember to provide a lot of shade if they need shade and adequate water.
Okay.
And as for local events coming up in the gardening... Guys.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Anyway, next Saturday, the Montgomery County Master Gardeners Association is having their pre-sale program.
Yeah.
That'll be from 8
but
to 9 and then 9 to 1 o'clock.
That's an hour from
Well, is Walker County any closer?
No, that's not any closer.
Well,
we need to get the one for Brazos County.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to get in touch with those people.
Okay, do that. Hey, you had that story this morning. Thank you. I appreciate you telling me that I could cruciferous plants.
I just know you... It's okay. I know you just wanted to make fun of me.
No, at all.
We got crucified...
Eat my cake and make fun of
that's
vegetables.
That's what it says right here. It says segment today. Eat the cake and make fun of cats.
Crucified cats and cold robbies.
But what we'll,
so bad.
But what we'll do, I mean, we'll figure out it. We'll carve out a time probably during the 8 o'clock hour someday where people can call in if they have some questions.
Oh, no.
And you could answer their questions.
I'm going to have to bring my hefty-defty big old book up here.
You're not going to supplant what like
Sperry?
That. Yes.
Supplant? Now, that is a poor choice of words.
Oh, okay. What we'll do is we'll just have you, you know, you can give us a little farm facts or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Farming with Kat, I love it.
But October also is a great time to buy some things. There's some bargains out there. The back-to-school rush is over, so stores are starting to do what they can to get rid of the jeans, blue jeans, okay? Now's a good time to buy a new pair of jeans.
Good to know.
Yeah. So health insurance, I mean, if you're out shopping for that. But soon you won't have to, you know, because of Obamacare passes.
Oh, gosh.
Then it'll all be taken care of, of course. Broadway tickets, if you happen to be in New York. It's an off month for the Great White Way. Prices are down, even for tickets in the future. Air conditioning. See, now this is a good deal in Texas. You know, we need air conditioners often during the summer.
Oh, for sure. You can go swim until Thanksgiving.
That's right. A horse. Boarding horses in the winter is expensive. A lot of private owners, camps, and tourist operations are selling right now. So if you want to buy a horse. Okay. Just wanted to let you know. And in the future, everybody will be watching TV and movies on their tablet. And we're not.
Oh, I don't see that. Doesn't surprise me at all.
More and more manufacturers rolling out the ability to get video via their Wi-Fi connection. And Barnes & Noble, which manufactures the Nook, has announced that they're going to put together a video service. Already the nation's biggest bookstore chain. The company said you'll be able to get movies and TV series purchases and rentals individually from Walt Disney, Sony, Viacom, Stars. This is important for Barnes & Noble because even though they are the biggest bookstore chain, the key word there is bookstore. I mean, they are having some serious problems.
Yeah, they're losing their tuchus.
They really are. In fact, the guy who started the chain wanted to buy some of the stock back to see if he could save it. And if they're going to do this, if they're going to expand into the video and movies rental and purchase, then that's probably a good idea. The Daily Variety says Disney is about to roll out a new subscription service like Netflix. It'll be called Disney Family Movies, where you can rent the flicks from the Disney library. The new on-demand service will be rolled out after Disney's current deal with Stars ends. That'll end in 2015. But one more way for Disney to make money for you, even when you're not in California or Florida. Or at the Disney store. You ever been to a Disney store?
Yeah.
Yep. Those things are amazing, yep, aren't they?
There's nothing about Disney that doesn't make you shake your head and go, what?
I really think I can live without this goofy plush. See, I really do.
I think it would make slightly more sense. You talked about Victoria's Secret at the wherever that is, the Jerry Dome, whatever y'all
Jerry
call
World.
It.
Jerry World.
Jerry
sure.
World.
Yeah,
I mean, if they're going to put something ridiculous, why not put the Disney store there?
I would agree. That's probably a good idea. You could have Mickey Mouse with a Dallas Cowboy uniform.
Oh, you know there's one somewhere.
Probably so.
It's already been done.
Probably
it's
so.
It's probably been sued over.
Okay, so now you spent time in Great Britain for a portion of your life, right?
It's true.
Okay, so
she's educated there.
Do you know who Clarissa Dixon Wright is?
I don't.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
It says here it's a famous British chef and TV personality. It doesn't help any.
Well, I have had limited exposure. You have to pay a tax if you want to use a TV there.
Really?
That's part of why I got out of the habit of watching TV.
Yeah, interesting. Well, Clarissa has sparked a controversy by suggesting that humans should change their diet. They should start eating badgers.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned
don't
that
need
lady.
No stinking badgers.
That's a couple days ago.
That's it. Public health officials in England have called for the killing of badgers out of fear that the animals spread tuberculosis. And again, you know, dachshunds. Dachshunds can go do that.
Speaking of dachshunds,
yeah,
have you ever experienced this? Earlier this week, I made the discovery that our dachshund it hates the song. If you whistle, the old Star Trek theme, my dog just went nuts. I tried whistling something else and she was fine, but it was just, then I came back and did the Star Trek theme and she just would like howl and whine and bark and I couldn't make her stop. We were like, stop it, Bridget, Bridget, Bridget. Had to like pat her on the side for her to calm down. Have you experienced anything similar?
I don't usually whistle tunes to my dog.
Well, I wasn't whistling to the dog. I was just whistling and the dog freaked out.
Oh, well, okay. No, I haven't noticed that. I'll we may
go home and whistle the Star Trek theme song and let me know what happens.
I'll do that.
It'll be
owned and operated.